NTP 13 Bravo, Naval Telecommunications Procedures, Flags, Pennants, and Customs. Comprehensive Audio Study Guide. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 6. A Float Display of the National Ensign During Ceremonial Occasions. 1. How many different occasions are there when the largest national ensign in the ship's allowance shall be displayed from the flagstaff? 2. On occasions of dress and full-dress ship, the largest national ensign in the ship's allowance shall be displayed from the flagstaff and, except as prescribed for a ship displaying a personal flag or command pennant, a national ensign shall be displayed at each masthead. The national ensign displayed at the mastheads shall be the size prescribed for daily use, except when, due to substantial difference in height of mastheads, a difference in size of national ensigns is appropriate. Should half-masting or dipping of the national ensign be required on occasions of dress or full dress, only the ensign at the flagstaff shall be half-masted or dipped. 2. Should half-masting or dipping of the national ensign be required on occasions of dress or full dress, only the ensign at which location shall be half-masted or dipped. Flagstaff. Should half-masting or dipping of the national ensign be required on occasions of dress or full dress, only the ensign at the flagstaff shall be half-masted or dipped. 3. When a ship is dressed or full-dressed in honor of a foreign nation, the ensign of that nation shall replace the United States national ensign at which location? Maine. When a ship is dressed or full-dressed in honor of a foreign nation, the ensign of that nation shall replace the United States national ensign at the Maine or at the masthead in the case of a single-masted ship. When a ship is dressed or full-dressed in honor of more than one nation, the ensign of each nation shall be displayed at the main or at the masthead in the case of a single-masted ship. 4. In addition to the national ensign displayed from the gaff or the flagstaff, a ship shall display a second national ensign at which location while firing a salute in honor of a U.S. national anniversary or a U.S. civil official. Masthead. In addition to the national ensign displayed from the gaff or the flagstaff, a ship shall display a second national ensign at a masthead while firing a salute in honor of a U.S. national anniversary or a U.S. civil official. 5. Under how many specific circumstances shall a U.S. Navy ship display a foreign national ensign at the main mast? 4. A ship of the U.S. Navy shall display a foreign national ensign at the main mast. 1. While firing a salute to such nation on entering port. 2. While returning a salute fired by a warship of such nation. 3. While firing a salute on occasion of a national anniversary, celebration, or solemnity of such nation. 4. While firing a 21-gun salute to a dignitary of such nation. 6. A ship of the U.S. Navy shall display a foreign national ensign at the foremast while firing or returning a salute to an official of such nation entitled to less than how many guns? 21. A ship of the U.S. Navy shall display a foreign national ensign at the foremast while firing or returning a salute to an official of such nation entitled to less than 21 guns. 7. If a single-masted ship underway is not fitted with a gaff, the foreign national ensign will be displayed in which position relative to the U.S. national ensign at the masthead? Port. If a single-masted ship underway is not fitted with a gaff, the foreign national ensign will be displayed to port of the U.S. national ensign at the masthead. 8. In a foreign port, or in a port in company with a foreign warship, and a national anniversary or solemnity is being observed by foreign port authorities or a foreign warship, a ship of the U.S. Navy shall, upon official invitation, follow the example of the foreign authority or warship in dress or full-dress ship, firing salutes and half-masting ensigns. Salutes shall not exceed how many guns? 21. In a foreign port or in a port in company with a foreign warship and a national anniversary or solemnity is being observed by foreign port authorities or a foreign warship, a ship of the U.S. Navy shall, upon official invitation, follow the example of the foreign authority or warship in dress or full-dress ship, firing salutes and half-masting ensigns. Salutes shall not exceed 21 guns unless the senior officer present deems it necessary to fire a greater number in order to properly participate in the ceremony or to avoid giving offense. On all such occasions, efforts shall be made to conform, insofar as practicable, with the foreign authorities in the time and manner of conducting the ceremonies. 9. A special ceremony calling for half-masting the ensign is required of ships passing Washington's tomb between which times? Sunrise and sunset. A special ceremony calling for half-masting the ensign is required of ships passing Washington's tomb between sunrise and sunset. A full band and guard are paraded if aboard, the ship's bell is tolled, and the ensign is half-masted as the ship comes in sight of Mount Vernon, Virginia. When the ship is opposite the tomb, the guard and all persons on deck face the tomb and salute. Upon sounding taps, the ensign is raised to the peak, and tolling of the bell ceases on last note of taps. The band then plays the national anthem, which is followed by Carry On. Test your knowledge. 1. How many different occasions are there when the largest national ensign in the ship's allowance shall be displayed from the flagstaff? A. 2. B. 3. C. 4. D. 1. The answer is A. 2. 2. Should half-masting or dipping of the national ensign be required on occasions of dress or full dress, only the ensign at which location shall be half-masted or dipped? A. Jackstaff. B. Gaff. C. Flagstaff. D. Masthead. The answer is C. Flagstaff. 3. When a ship is dressed or full dressed in honor of a foreign nation, the ensign of that nation shall replace the United States national ensign at which location? A. Flagstaff. B. Gaff. C. Main. D. Jackstaff. The answer is C. Main. 4. In addition to the national ensign displayed from the gaff or the flagstaff, a ship shall display a second national ensign at which location while firing a salute in honor of a U.S. national anniversary or a U.S. civil official? A. Jackstaff. B. Quarterdeck. C. Main. D. Masthead. The answer is D. Masthead. 5. Under how many specific circumstances shall a U.S. Navy ship display a foreign national ensign at the main mast? A. 3. B. 2. C. 5. D. 4. The answer is D. 4. 6. A ship of the U.S. Navy shall display a foreign national ensign at the foremast while firing or returning a salute to an official of such nation entitled to less than how many guns? A. 25. B. 21. C. 30. D. 31. The answer is B. 21. 7. If a single-masted ship underway is not fitted with a gaff, the foreign national ensign will be displayed in which position relative to the U.S. national ensign at the masthead? A. Starboard. B. Forward. C. Port. D. Aft. The answer is C. Port. 8. In a foreign port, or in a port in company with a foreign warship, and a national anniversary or solemnity is being observed by foreign port authorities or a foreign warship, a ship of the U.S. Navy shall, upon official invitation, follow the example of the foreign authority or warship in dress or full dress ship, firing salutes and half-masting ensigns. Salutes shall not exceed how many guns? A. 21. B. 10. C. 7. D. 14. The answer is A. 21. 9. A special ceremony calling for half-masting the ensign is required of ships passing Washington's tomb between which times? A. Sunrise and sunset. B. 0800 and 1600. C. 0700 and sunset. D. Sunrise and 1700. The answer is A. Sunrise and sunset. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.